This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you with your garden, whether it's indoors or out. And if you have a question, don't be shy. Let's talk. The number is 855-660-4261. And coming up on February 12th, which is a few days before Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday. My son Jason is going to be joining us, and we'll tell you about the meaning of the roses and everything else. What he was telling me last night, he was in to have supper with us, that the shop where he works and has a new rose, and they've been selling it for the last 6 months, and he showed me a picture of it, and it's called the Heart Rose, just like a heart. And I said, what's so different about this? And he said, well, you know, your traditional rose is pointed. And when it opens, it's like a series of pine cone type petals. This one, it opens up flat. And when you look at the rose, the petals are in the shape of a heart. What it's called, very, very unique. I mean, this is a rose that you don't get a lot of them. I think he's only getting like 300 or 400 of them for his shop. But it's called a heart rose. So if you're thinking of getting flowers, ask around about this. It's very, very unique. Isaiah, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up next?
All right. First up, we have Dana from Massillon, Massachusetts, and she has a question about her lavender tree.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your lavender?
And it's only probably 2 feet, and I brought it in, and it looks like it's dead. I don't know whether I've been watering it, and I have some sunlight on it, and will it come back, or is it just not worth it?
Okay, scratch the stem and get with your fingernail, just scratch the stem, and if there's green underneath the bark or the skin of the plant, then it's still alive. Now, lavender and rosemary can be difficult to take care of during the winter months, and that's because they like humidity. And the one thing that they will not tolerate is either forced hot air heat or being in a room with a wood stove or a coal-burning stove. So what I've done, I always had a problem like you with lavender. My wife likes the smell of it, and we'll cook with some of it, and rosemary. I'll break off the rosemary and I'll crush it and put it in my wooden salad bowl with a little bit of oil and rub it. And it really makes the salad taste better. But the only way I can keep those two herbs to grow during the winter is I'll have a plant that will be in, let's say, a 4 or a 6 inch pot. And I'll get a saucer that is 2 inches larger than the pot that the plant comes in. So if it's in a 4 inch pot, you need a 6 inch saucer. If it's in a 6 inch pot, you need an 8 inch saucer. Now you fill the saucer with stone. It could be marble chip, it could be gravel, it could be marbles, anything that gives you the nooks and crannies. And you fill the saucer to the top, put your plant on top of it, and every morning you fill the saucer with water. So I leave a watering can right by the plant. And when I go to bed, I'll look at it, and if I see the water's running low, I'll fill it right to the bottom of the pot. And what happens is, during the day and during the night, with the dry heat, the water evaporates. And as it begins to evaporate, it rises, and it will create humidity around the plant. And that humidity will help the plant to survive. Now, if you do have a wood stove or forced air heat, the other thing that really helps is mist. You can buy a plant mister at nursery, garden center, hardware store. Mist the plant in the morning and at night. And that puts moisture on that. And that gives the plant the humidity that it needs, and it really makes a big, big difference. But in your case, scratch. If it's green, I would cut it back by a third.
Okay.
And then add some liquid fertilizer to your water, feed the plant, and give it plenty of sun, and it should come right back for you. But if it's brown, throw it away and start all over again.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate your knowledge on this.
Well, I thank you, and don't give up. Plants are way too much fun, and don't get discouraged. If you only knew how many plants I have killed, you wouldn't believe it. And I'll tell you, you ask my wife, she'll tell you.
Well, I like to try and save, you know, as much as I can from the summer, and I didn't know what to do, so like I said, I brought it in. But I will go and scratch it right now and see where I'm at. Thank
okay.
you again, Paul.
Okay, you have a great weekend. Bye-bye
now.
Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Call me, and let's talk about your plants and how we can make them grow. Isaiah, who's up next? Paul, boy, you are thinking gardening right now, aren't you?
Sure am.
How can I
help
you?
Tell you what my problem is, Paul.
Sure.
I've been planting tomato plants for over 40 years now.
Okay.
And I noticed the last 3 years or more, and I always used to trim the suckers off. But the last 3 years or more, I haven't trimmed the suckers off, and I haven't had enough greenery on them to shade them. So about a third of my tomatoes get sun scalded.
Right.
And I've tried to add a little extra nitrogen to it, but it didn't seem to do much good. And I'm just wondering what might be wrong with my soil.
Are you planting them in the same place every year?
No, I move them from one side of the garden to the other, I plant around 100 plants.
Okay.
Because I've got a lot of people that like tomatoes, you know, and I give them all away. But, move them around.
Okay. What I'd like you to try, I tried this 3 years ago, and I do it to everything now. This company, Natural Alternative, we were talking about their fertilizer, and they sell a package of beneficial microbes. And the name of the product is called Protolizer. P-R-O-T-I-L-I-Z-E-R, Protolizer.
I think I've heard you talk about this before, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And what I did when they approached me to promote it, I said, well, I don't promote anything until I actually try it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she sent me a container of it, and I plant 24 tomato plants. I planted 12 the way I always did, and I planted 12 using this protolizer. In the fall, I had to get a shovel to dig the tomatoes out of the ground. The mm-hmm. roots were so big, the ones that I didn't use a protolizer, I could just pull the plants right out of the garden.
Oh, yeah.
And the fertilizer-fed plants,
mm-hmm.
I put them in cages that my dad made me. God, it's got to be 25 years. It's the same cage. It's made with concrete wire.
Right.
And it stands 6 foot tall. It's 2 feet in diameter. And my tomatoes grow to be almost 7 feet tall. And I had at least 25% more tomatoes and foliage and no disease problems with this product. But it's called Natural Alternative Protolizer.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Paul about tomatoes. Oh, I can't wait to have a fresh tomato out of the garden. I can taste it. I can feel it. Oh, salt, pepper on toast with mayonnaise in the morning. Oh, my favorite meal. So, Paul, we're going to use the beneficial microbes. The other thing that's helped my tomatoes a great deal is they do not like wet leaves. And if you irrigate the garden, like at 5 o'clock at night, the leaves go into darkness wet, and that's when you get diseases. So the one thing that I found that's helped me a great deal is I bought soaker hoses. And I take the soaker hose, I leave the female end at the beginning of the garden, and I wrap each tomato plant. I go around it to the next one and make these loops around each plant. And when I want to water, I attach the hose to the soaker hose. And I bought a water timer. And that was the best investment I ever made. And I can set the water timer for 1 hour. I go back to the house, I set the timer for an hour, and it soaks the ground and the foliage doesn't get wet. So that you get deep penetration of water, you get uniform growth, and I'll tell you, you'll have all the foliage that you want, and you'll have the best tomatoes if you can irrigate, and if you're able to, put down some type of a mulching material. And I started using just regular newspaper. And then I put, not straw, but you want to use something that's going to be weed-free. Straw, yes, you want to use straw, not hay. Hay is the grass that's cut in the farmer's field, and whatever weeds are in the field are going to be in the hay. Straw is weed-free. So I put down newspaper, a couple layers thick. I hit it with the hose so that the wind doesn't take it. And once all the newspaper is down and around the plants, I put down 2 inches of straw. And I never get a weed. It helps to hold the moisture. The ground doesn't dry up as quickly.
And if you want to feed, then you can feed. It'll go right through the straw. And then in the fall, you till the straw into the soil, and it becomes organic matter or like compost, and you improve the soil, and the microbes that you've put in the fertilizer will feed off of the rotted straw during the late fall, winter, and the following spring. So give that a try, Paul.
I've been using cranberry leaves for the last half a dozen years.
Perfect.
I use truckloads every year and mm-hmm. put about 2 inches of cranberry leaves around okay. all the tomatoes.
Now, have you added lime at all?
I have added the lime. Yeah, this instant lime, what they call.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, also, I use a plantone in each hole.
Yes.
When I plant tomatoes.
Plantone is an excellent food. It's all organic. It's all natural. It's the same people that make Hollytone and
yeah.
plantone. And it's a good product. Tomatoes are heavy feeders. So if you can put the plantone in when you put them in May, and
right.
then in early July,
mm-hmm.
put another, like a half a handful, mm-hmm. about a foot away from the plant, 10 inches, something like that, and
yeah.
make a circle around it, scratch it in, because the roots are chasing the food down, and by putting some plantone a second time, every time you water or it rains, it drips mm-hmm. and works its way down, feeding the roots that are closer to the surface.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now tell me, how much fertilizer would you put in each hole when you plant the tomatoes?
Fertilizer is a powder, and you mix it with water.
Uh-huh.
And you just water it right in.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
It's like for you, you can buy little packets, or you can buy a 4-pound canister, but it has mycorrhizae. And
yeah.
mycorrhizae can pull the fertilizer that's already in your soil. And if you've ever seen in the fall those big, giant pumpkins,
right, yeah.
they are that way because of mycorrhizae.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Gail from Massachusetts, and she has a question about her bulbs.
Gail, good morning. Are these bulbs that you've stored in your basement?
I have dahlia bulbs that year after year I store in the basement, okay, in paper bags after I dry them for several weeks, okay?
Right.
My question is that when I plant them in that, they come up so tall that I have to stake them. They're like 5 or 6 feet tall, and the flower is bigger than my hand. When we went someplace, I think it was in Maine, I noticed these dahlia things, and but they were near a commercial building, so we couldn't ask anybody what they did special, but they were five or six feet tall and no stakes.
Right.
Should I plant them deeper? Does that make a difference, the bulb?
When I was 13, mm-hmm. we moved from Maine to Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And there was a farm stand, oh, probably 100 yards from my house. And I love gardening, so I went over and asked them if they ever needed any help, that I live right down the street. And she said, we always need help. And I worked at the farm stand, and that first spring, she had a field, 2 acres of the big dahlias.
Wow.
And like you, in the fall, after the frost cut them, we would go, we'd dig them. And underneath her house, she had a big basement with a garage door, and she would just lay all these clumps of dahlia bulbs all over the basement floor and then cover them with some, like, wrapping paper, big sheets of paper, so they wouldn't dry out. Put a fungicide and an insecticide on them. And then in the spring, we would divide them and replant them, and we would feed them at that time, and once they got to be about a foot tall, we'd feed them with a granular food, and she had the best cut flowers, and like you said, they got to be 5 feet tall, have flowers as big as your hand, and they never weeped over. I think what's probably happening is Do you start them in pots or do you start them directly in the garden?
Directly in the garden.
Okay. And they're coming up skinny, right?
No, the stalks are probably 3 fingers around.
Oh, okay. So it's a good size.
4 fingers around.
Wow. Okay. What are you using for a fertilizer?
Lots of compost, mm-hmm. Shredded newspaper, nothing that with color in it.
Right.
I don't know what else. Sometimes I'll use a commercial fertilizer, but I like the compost better, and I like the newspaper because it keeps all the weeds down.
Right. Okay. What I would try, see if you can have your soil tested.
Oh, okay.
All of the extension services, and we'll do a soil test.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the nurseries in the spring will offer a free soil test.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would try and feed them is like a fish fertilizer. And there's a company called Neptune's Harvest.
Okay.
And they make a combination seaweed and fish fertilizer. So that you're getting this great fish fertilizer. And theirs is unique. Most of the other companies that make fish fertilizer, they cook it. And by cooking it, you lose some of the benefit of it, and you get the smell of fish. They ferment theirs on a coal treatment, and there's no smell. You do when you first put it in, but it's not something that will linger. And then they take seaweed, and they compost it, and then they chop it up, and they change it to a liquid, like a slurry. And they grind it all up, put it in with water, let it ferment like you would be making tea. And they combine the best of the seaweed with the best of the fish, and that will help to give you a thicker stem, stronger roots, and bigger flowers, and sometimes, depending on variety, more fragrant flowers. So I would try that. It's totally organic.
Okay.
And it's not something that you got to do every 2 weeks. If you did it once a month, and when I use it in my garden, I just mix it in like a watering can or a bucket and go right down the row, and everybody gets them. And it really helps.
Okay. I have used the Neptune Harvest for different things that are out here that you suggested before.
Mm-hmm.
But how deep do you plant them? Like, I usually plant them so that I can just see the tops of what it was the year before.
Okay. I plant my dahlias so that I've got 3 inches of soil on top of the bulb.
Okay.
And that will probably give it more stability so that the plant won't flip over. But when we did it at this farm stand, he would go by with a harrow and create these big grooves. And we just took a camping trowel, and we would dig a hole and put the bulb in, or the cluster of bulbs, and then cover it with soil with 2 to 3 inches over it. And that was it.
Okay, that's what I'll do. All right. I thank you very much.
I thank you. Let us know how you work out.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You
bye-bye.
Too. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Arlene from Massachusetts, and she has a question about her outdoor ivy.
Okay. Arlene, good morning. How can we help you with your ivy? Is it nice and green or is it turning brown?
I'm interested to know if growing ivy, you know, the outdoor ivy on the ground,
right?
If it growing up a tree, will it harm a tree?
No. No, ivy is not a parasite. It uses the tree like you would be putting a trellis. something like mistletoe. If you lived in the South and you see these big balls of green growing on a tree, and mistletoe, you know, at Christmas time, that is a parasite, and it grows into the tree, and it gets its water and its food from the tree that it grows on. But ivy uses the tree as a trellis to grow up, to get sunlight, especially if it's in the shade, and it does not hurt the tree at all, at all.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Do you know, the other thing that you can do, Arlene, is cut some of the tips about 6 inches long. Get a 4-inch pot, put 5 or 6 cuttings in it, and you can have English ivy in your home year-round.
Oh, okay.
That way you don't have to buy it. And, you know, if you did it right now, if you went outside, if you can see the plants, there's no snow, you could take cuttings of your English ivy, you could root them in a pot with some rooting powder. You buy a little envelope for $2 or $3, and it will take over 100 cuttings. You could root the 6-inch cuttings in a single pot, and then in the spring, you knock it out of the pot, pull them apart, and use them in window boxes, in whiskey barrel or containers, and that way you don't have to buy any vines that will cascade down.
Oh, okay. Oh, what a great idea.
Good.
Thank you so much, Paul.
I thank you, and you try it. You'll have fun, and you can say, hey, I grew those. I didn't buy them. I grew them myself. Thank you, Arlene.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Scott from Park Rapids, Minnesota. And he has a question about his tomatoes.
Scott, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening
with
your tomatoes, Scott?
I was wondering if it's possible to grow tomatoes indoors during the winter month.
You sure can. As long, my dad always, he had a small greenhouse, and he grew tomatoes in there till like early November. And what he did is in September, he would start seedlings. And we had a big sliding glass door. And he had 3 18-inch ceramic pots. And he would put 3 tomato plants in the house. It faced south. And he grew them all winter long. He took one of his tomato cages and he put it in the container to support the plant. And the only thing that you need to do is when your tomatoes begin to blossom, you'll see the yellow flower. Now, tomatoes are not pollinated by bees. They're pollinated by wind. So he got into the habit that when they came into bloom, every morning and every evening, he would just grab a hold of the plant when it was young. And when it got bigger, he'd grab a hold of the cage and he would shake it. And that would ruffle the flower. It would shake it, stir the pollen, and that gave him tomatoes. Now, if you go to a commercial greenhouse where they raise tomatoes, some of them are so updated, they grow them on a wire. And the wire is connected to a shaker. And several times during the day, the shaker shakes the wire, shaking the plant that shakes the flower that stirs the pollen that gives you fruit. So as long as you can shake them, they can get plenty of sun. and you feed them on a regular basis or use dynamite once a year, then you can grow tomatoes in your home and have fresh picked tomatoes during the winter.
Great, thank you.
And again, my dad started them in September.
Okay.
And that way, when he brought them into the house, he had a plant that was probably 4 or 5 inches tall. And we ate tomatoes a lot during the winter. And it was always great to have fresh picked tomatoes compared to the supermarket where they come from Florida all the way to where you live. And they're gassed with ethylene to make it ripen. Thank you. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Tamarack Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up first, we have Lee from New Hampshire, and he has a question about his olive tree.
Isaiah, are you there?
Hello?
Okay. Hi, how can we help you out today?
Hi, I have an olive tree indoor for the winter.
Okay.
And it's covered from head to toe with little flower buds.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's supposed to be self-pollinating, but last year when this happened, only a few of them pollinated, and I got maybe a dozen olives off of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of blossoms.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if there's something that I could do to help it self-pollinate.
Okay. It's just like the tomato we were talking with a little earlier. It's pollinated by the wind. And you don't need bees. It's pollinated by the wind and the air movement. And in your home, there's no air movement because you got the walls up. So all you want to do is every morning and every night, as soon as the flowers begin to open, get into the routine of grabbing the plant and just gently, I mean, don't shake it like you're going to break it in half, but just shake it till you see that the flowers are moving back and forth, and that will stir the pollen that's in the center of the flower, and that will help you to get the olives.
Just out of curiosity, do you think there would be, I have a room with a high ceiling and a ceiling fan.
Yep.
Do you think that might be beneficial?
I don't see why not, because just like tomatoes, it's air movement. And if you can, if you see that the, I mean, you don't have to run the fan all day, every single day, but if you ran it for a good hour at
full throttle so that you see the plant moving from the wind that's created by the fan, then that would do the same thing.
Well, that would... Well, now I'm encouraged. I may actually have a crop of olives this year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why. I mean, if my dad can grow tomatoes in Massachusetts in the middle of winter, and all he did was to shake the plant once in the morning and once in the evening to stir the pollen from the pollen sacs to the female part, he got tomatoes. I mean, each cluster had three or four tomatoes on it, and we didn't have the bees, and he wasn't putting any artificial pollen, just shaking the plant, and that's what commercial greenhouses do, is to shake the plant to stir the pollen. So if you can do that, I don't see why you wouldn't get any more olives.
Well, I'll certainly try that.
Thank you, Lee. Let me know how you make out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Isaiah, I think we can sneak one more call in.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, our last caller is Mark from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and he has an interesting question about strawberry seeds.
Hey, Mark, good morning. How can we help you with the strawberry seeds?
Perrin, how are you?
Great.
I am an old friend of yours. You probably don't remember me, but when you worked at Tomasi's in Hingham and then in Marshfield, I met you quite a few times. And
great.
Now we're both old men. anyhow, I had boring days last fall, and I ordered blueberry, raspberry, strawberry, and blackberry seeds online. And they came, unfortunately, they came from Asian countries.
Right.
But somebody told me that they had to be planted or started in January or February and able to plant them in the garden this summer.
Okay.
Or spring.
Yeah.
And I want to know what to do.
Okay. Well, what I would do is I would get the Dr. Earth seed starting soil. And it's a special formula. And the reason the Dr. Earth is they put in microbes, beneficial bacteria, and the soil is really light. And the microbes and the beneficial bacteria will enhance the seed sprouting of your plants.
And when should I start them?
I'd start them now.
Okay.
I would definitely start them, give them plenty of sun.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.